This is 90.7 WFAE. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn, and it's time for our regular Thursday preview of weekend entertainment options in Charlotte.
5-4 and a 3. Bang!
That sound from a Tuesday night CIAA basketball game. The tournament is back in town for the 14th straight year. In that game, Johnson C. Smith beat Elizabeth City State. The 13-member CIAA conference is the nation's oldest African-American athletic conference and Charlotte's largest annual tourism event. With me to talk about the tournament's games, parties, and other family-oriented events is Q-City Metro Managing Editor Katrina Lewis. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
What are some of the highlights on tap for tonight and throughout the weekend?
So tonight you'll have the old school skate party at Kate's Skating Rink. That's $15 to get in. You'll have Friday, there's the Legacy Step Show Throwdown, where Greek organizations are going to compete against each other at the Charlotte Convention Center. That's hosted by Power 98's No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse and Darren Brand from Wilding Out. And then on Saturday at the Epicenter, you'll have the tournament takeover featuring rapper Ludacris.
Okay, and the Epicenter is also going to have a lot of roof parties and other events, correct?
Yes, there will be lots of parties and lots of celebrities at the Epicenter.
Now, I understand that the Mint Museum is having a CIAA event with a movie screening on Friday morning. Tell us about that.
So at the Mint Museum, they're having the second annual We Are Rising from Tragedy to Triumph. So they're going to have a light breakfast and mimosa bar and view excerpts from the American South as we know it. You'll be able to speak with the filmmaker and a guest speaker, and they're just going to celebrate the history of HBCUs.
Okay. Some of the events you talked about, now you have to get tickets for those, you have to pay for those, but the Toyota Fan Fest is free, right? And it's very popular.
Correct. That's a two-day event happening at the Charlotte Convention Center. They're going to have different concerts. They're going to have entertainment. Radio host Tom Joyner morning show is going to do a live broadcast. And then Friday evening, there's going to be a performance by Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy Burris. And then on Saturday, that same event is going to have rapper 2 Chainz for the entertainment.
A lot to pick from.
A lot to choose from.
Any other big must-attend day or night parties going on over the weekend?
I think there's just going to be so much going on. You definitely want to attend some of the official events for the CIAA, so the step shows. And also, there are some that are unofficial events, but pretty big. You have the I Love the 90s brunch on Sunday, along with the Henny and Waffles, which is pretty popular happening. So there's entertainment for the whole weekend.
Well, I know the CIAA is taking up a lot of the venues in Uptown. Anything out there going on the rest of the weekend for non-basketball fans?
Non-basketball fans, there are a lot of things to get into. The first weekend is usually Museums on Us, where if you're the Bank of America card holder, you can get into the museums for free. So happening at Ovens Auditorium, you have the Funniest-ish Comedy Tour headlining with Mike Epps. So that's happening at Ovens for the folks who, you know, aren't going to the tournament games.
Well, sounds like a lot of fun going on for the weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Katrina Lewis, Managing Editor of Q City Metro.